Sligo Athletic Club's Lauren Cadden, sports scholarship student, of course, with ATU Sligo, winning gold in the senior Irish Life Health women's 200 metres final at the Morton Stadium in Santry yesterday afternoon. In testing sprinting conditions, she produced a storming last 50 metres to beat Sarah Leahy, an Irish international, to that senior women's title. We do hope to hear from Lauren later in the programme, but she is competing in the women's 100 metres in the heats in the next hour. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. In the meantime, let's have a quick word with her coach, Dermot McDermott, who's in Santry for the second and final day of the championships. Dermot, just give us a sense of the significance of that senior athletics title for Lauren Cadden this weekend.
Oh, it's absolutely massive. So it is, Austin. No, just for her personally, like as a woman now, like, you know, because she's not a juvenile athlete anymore, like, you know, it's the transition out of junior to senior that she needed, like, you know, the last 2 years, I suppose, didn't go really well. I was just laughing there this morning, like, I showed her heat from last year, like, she was third in 25-13 and with a plus 2.9 wind on her back and didn't progress, like, you know, and what a difference a year makes then, like, you know, just run on here and, like, you know, when we landed there and the wind was so strong, I was there, this is going to be like a 300 metre race nearly, like, you know, just the endurance is a massive factor. And he says, like, don't be panic if Sarah Leahy breezes past you, because she is a real speedster over 60 and 100. Says you'll hunt her down. At least you have a target in the straight, like, you know, and it all materialised. And I think kind of Lauren was quietly confident as she kind of came off the bend and had her in her sights, like, you know, I think she kind of trusted herself to kind of grind her down, like, you know, because it was a grind. So.
Well, and she did hunt Sarah Leahy down. Anybody who has seen a rerun of the race on social media, and we've shared it on the Ocean FM Sport Twitter feed as well, the last 50, 40 metres, Dermot, were very impressive from Lauren.
They were, yeah, big time. Like, you know, there was it's the strength factor, like, you know, basically, I suppose Lauren kind of, her first big win was the All-Ireland Schools 300 metres, and she went on and finished, she medalled at the Schools International, which was a massive thing, and the 300 is kind of a stepping stone to 400, but mentally she was never ready to go there, like, you know, in her own head, like, you know, she didn't want to embrace 400, she didn't want, like, you know, and she maintained in kind of 100, 200 type, but coming from kind of the 200 metre side, so
yeah,
I think next year, I think she will be more open to the 400 side. So
yeah, right, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been keeping an eye on her locally for a good few years now. This is not her first title, but it's arguably her most significant of the athletics career to date. I mean, she definitely is not a teenager anymore. You can see physically she has developed into a very fast, powerful sprinter.
Yeah, she has, yeah. Like, you know, basically, like, I suppose she turned 22 now, like, you know, and, like, if you look at her physique, from that light little frame when she was doing cross-country and community games back under 14, under 15. And then I suppose she kind of started transitioning into a kind of more of a sprinter, like, you know, at under 16, under 17. And then, like, you know, it's kind of just been really taken off, like, you know, there's a second year intermediate and into senior schools. And, like, I suppose, in her final year in school, like, you know, she won the 100 and 200 metre doubles. She ran 24.10 and she ran 11.9 for the 100. And, like, I suppose me as a coach, I was there saying, okay, she's going to be going to college next year, and how do I get more out of Lauren? Like, you know, so I kind of brought Stuart Hogg in for, like, you know, to coach her, like, because he had history, like, obviously Paul Heshen, like, Irish record holder for 100 metres, 200 metres and 60 metres. And, like, obviously he's excelled on a world stage, and he coached Ailey Child, like, you know, or Ailey Doyle, she is now, like, you know, like, she's multiple European champion over four hurdles. So he had a perfect profile, like, you know, and, like, he was my mentor for years, and I had a great relationship with him, like, you know, to oversee things for him and everything like that. And I suppose Lauren wasn't mentally ready for that transition, like, you know, to kind of, it's quite intense, like, you know, like you're kind of dedicating maybe 2.5-3 hours a day to train, like, you know, and I don't think she, like, there's no kind of, no room for marginal errors, like, you know, going out or, like, you know, being tired going into a session. And, like, there's so many kind of lifestyle things, like, you know, that she couldn't kind of adapt to, like, you know, and I suppose we kind of parked it there last summer, at the end of last summer, like it was kind of, it kind of kept progressing down and down and down. So Stuart just said to me, he just said, listen, she needs to park this for a while and kind of go back to basics again with you. And I says, oh, geez, like, I don't normally take them back on, like, you know, and I don't really like dealing with kind of, the, like, you know, the ladies in their 20s or lads in their 20s, like, you know, unless they're on the distance like, or it's handier, like, you know, because it warrants a lot of time and effort, like, you know, because you're constantly nearly reassuring them, like, you know, because I suppose as a sprinter, there is lots of doubts and stuff like that, but
yeah,
I suppose it's worked a dream, like, you know, because she's tied in with the kind of Joe Campbells and Michael Lavins and, they're kind of, it's a win-win for them, like, because if you look at Joe Campbell there on Friday, he won the 400 metres in the Tarleton Games, like, you know, so it's a perfect pairing, like, you know, there's a knock-on for both.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that has struck me in the last 72 hours, Dermot, is there's been serious Sligo athletic success on the track between the Tarleton Interprovincial Games. You know, I think more than a half a dozen athletes came home with significant performances and medals from those Tarleton, which are national games, and the top two in each event go to represent Ireland now internationally, including Summerhill's Joe Campbell, you've mentioned in the 400 metres, and you add on what Lauren has done this weekend at senior level. It strikes me that, you know, you said it was a difficult thing to go back in with Lauren this year because, you know, going back a second time, but the reset plan that, you know, between yourself and Stuart Hogg you've done clearly has benefited Lauren because she looked rejuvenated out there this weekend.
She has, like, you know, listen, I let Lauren be Lauren, like, you know, I don't stress her out, like, I keep everything kind of calm and relaxed, and I always bring back, like, you know, her strengths and just keep kind of reassuring her strengths, like, and her strength is her strength, like, you know, and, like, you know, like, I always present worst case scenario, like, what's the worst case scenario here, like, you know, like, it kind of works for her, like, you know, so it's decent. She's stepping onto the track here now in the 100 here, so she's
screaming in front of me. Okay, so sorry, if you get that, and I will let you go in just a second. There's a couple of things I want to ask you.
You can
do commentary on it in just a second. What's the rationale for putting her in the 100 today?
She hasn't run 100 in 4 years, like, you know, so, like, basically she just wants to kind of scalp a few people, like, you know, like, she's sluggish at the start, and I suppose, like, you know, this will help her going forward, like, you know, she needs to knock into the 23-second range, like, you know, so she's going to hit a few ones now in the next few weeks, and I suppose she just wants to kick-start it today. She'll be a little bit tired and stuff like that, and but I think it's good, like, you know, because, again, it's into a headwind, like, you know, so she's not out that well now. She's back in sixth, like, but she'll come through, like, you know. She's coming through now for fourth, like, you know, so again, I'd say she'll probably go through with the fastest loser into the semi-final,
right.
I'm guessing. So, again, and with rounds, she'll come more and more through in the rounds, like, again, like, you know, so it'll be all good. It'll be grand, like, you know, she just wanted to do it anyway, so I just let her off. Like, you know, the main objective was the 200, and I think that was a bonus for her, really.
Okay, for those people just tuning in, we're talking to Dermot McDermott, athletics coach to Lauren Catton, among many other big prospects in local athletics. We're reflecting on Lauren Catton's gold medal at the Irish Life Health Senior Track and Field Championships in Santry yesterday. She won the women's 200 metres title, 24.94 seconds in difficult conditions. She has just come, we think, fourth in the past few seconds in the heats of the women's 100 metres. Can I just mention a couple of other names to you today on the second day of competition. In the next hour, Ruth Monaghan is going to walk for Sligo AC in the women's 5K race walking final. And it will be a poignant championships for her this weekend because she was coached by the late Ray Flynn. This is her first major championship to compete without him.
It is, yeah. It'll be a very, very emotional day for her. Like, you know, and funnily, like, you know, the first thing Lauren said to the interview yesterday was, like, you know, she was dedicating that win to Ray Flynn. Like, you know, I suppose it's just strange just without Ray there. Like, you know, like you'd always look across at that finish line and you see the red head shining in the sun. Like, you know, and for a small man, he had such a presence. Like, you know, he always had a massive, massive presence. And for Root not to have him there today, it's tough going for her. Like, you know, like, she really idolised him. Like, you know, did. It was thick as teeth, the two of them. Like, you know, like, you know, they spent a lot of time together. Like, you know, he'd cycle while she'd walk, and I suppose, like if you're spending 7-8 hours a week with somebody, like, you know, and then probably in communication and telephone and everything like that, and then travelling around Europe and travelling to races, and somebody that's, you know, that has always got your corner regardless if you win, lose or draw, somebody that backs you to the level that your coach does, like, you know, it's a massive, massive, massive hole to fill, like, you know, it really is, like, it's huge, like, you know.
Would she have an outside chance of a medal today, do you think, Dermot?
I think so, I definitely think so, like, you know, like, listen, she's had a tough few months, like, she lost both her granddads as well on top of losing Ray, like, you know, her best friend, like, so, like, you know, it's very, very tough, but, like, no better girl to crack on with it, like, you know, the Kate Field is a very close friend with her, like, you know, and I'm pretty sure Kate will definitely G her up for it, like, you know, so, like, on paper, she should medal, like, you know, but,
yeah,
like, you know, it depends on what impact the last few months has had.
Sure. Eve Delahunt of Sligo SC also competing today. That women's final at the 5K walk is at 5-3, and we will try and bring you the closing stages of that race at around about 3:15 here on Ocean FM in the next hour of the programme. We mentioned Lauren, hopefully will make the semi-finals at the women's 100.
She's into the semi. She's into the semi.
Okay.
Yeah, comes up there, yeah.
Good. That's good. Christopher O'Donnell, of course, goes in the men's 400 metres at 7:25 this evening. Mark English at Donegal in the 800 metres final. Dromore West, Keelan Kilrehill in the 5K this evening. And if people are wondering why so many of the finals are on this evening and not this afternoon, that's to facilitate live television coverage. RTE are live on RTE2 from 6 to 8:30. And they're going to show Lauren Cadden's 200 metres race, we understand, during that programme again this evening for those who missed it. And there's probably a couple of other locals I haven't mentioned, Dermot, during the course of the day. But this is becoming, I mean, without over-egging it, you know, a pretty special little era in local athletics, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, like, I think we had Mary Cullen for years driving it on. I think now Chris O'Donnell has landed as one of the best 400-metre runners in Europe. Like, you know, like this boy is going to break, he's going to break David Killick's record, I think. Now, like, it's very, very hard, like, you know, just to say that, I'll pluck it out of the air, but I think the omens are good, like, you know, 45.2 is the second fastest ever by an Irishman, and I think there's a lot more there from him. Like, I genuinely think he's a master competitor, like, you know, he's, like, you know, I've just watched him transition over the years, like, you know, and, like, he just leaves no stone unturned. Like, you know, he genuinely doesn't. He really gets after it. Like, you know, he's quietly confident about it, and he backs himself. Like, you know, I think he has all the main attributes to be a real, real world-class 400-metre runner. Like, he definitely does.